1110 KBND Sports at 15 and 45 past each hour.
Well, looky there. It is 15 past 5 o'clock. Good morning to you. Let's see what's going on in sports. Here's Dave Jarvis.
Thank you, Frank. San Antonio locks up the top spot in the Western Conference playoffs with last night's 124-89 trouncing of the Trailblazers. Spurs now tied with the Bulls for the best overall record in the league. Blazer guard Wesley Matthews says, still, they're going to play hard to finish the season.
I'm going to go out swinging. This team's going to go out swinging, so rest up and get ready for Utah because, you know, they're playing for the playoffs.
Matthews dropped in 24 in a losing effort. Blazers record dropped to 8-24 on the road. Portland closes out their season Thursday in Utah. It's a 5 o'clock start time, and you'll be able to hear it right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. Elsewhere in the NBA last night, short schedule, Indiana better than Detroit. Washington down Charlotte, New Jersey fell to Philly. Memphis beat Cleveland, and Milwaukee toppled Toronto. And on the Stanley Cup ice last night, Mike Smith stopped all 39 shots he faced to lead the Coyotes to a series-clinching 4-0 win over the Blackhawks. That was Game 6 of their opening round set. Coyotes won a playoff series for the first time since moving to the desert in 1996. One other game yesterday, the Rangers tied up their series with Ottawa at 3-3 with a 3-2 victory last night. Taking a look at Corvallis and day 12 of OSU spring practice, running backs Storm Woods and Malcolm Agnew appear to have the inside track to the starting tailback spot for OSU, but Coach Mike Riley isn't saying which one is the leader. He says each guy has their moments, but he'll make the eventual decision in the fall, and it will be based on a body of work, not on a single day. Finally, ESPN reports Saints general manager Mickey Loomis had the ability to eavesdrop on visiting coaching staffs. Things just get better and better for the Saints. Loomis reportedly could listen on opposing coaches for most of the 2012 season and the other seasons as well. Loomis, who's already facing an 8-game suspension for the team's bounty program, has denied the accusations. Of course. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.